In this episode, we take a look at palm reading. We look at the origins of this really cool practice. We discuss all the different types of palm reading and look at some of the different things you can learn from your palms.
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girls Guide.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
We're going to talk about palmistry today.
I know. Fun.
So exciting. I didn't know really anything about this.
I follow a couple people on Instagram who do it. It's very interesting.
It's so interesting. Yeah. So we did an episode on face readings.
Yes.
And from there, mm-hmm. I think we had mentioned like, oh, it's like palmistry. And people said,
yep.
The people said,
we want this.
Let's do the palmistry.
Yeah. Well, I think you hear more about that than the face reading.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our best guess of when it originated mm-hmm. is in ancient India.
Okay.
Now, if you look this up, you will find people who disagree mm-hmm. and say it originated here or there. Okay. But this is one of those pagan concepts that everybody was doing back in the day
right.
in their own way.
Right.
It's very similar to astrology in a lot of ways, in mm-hmm. my opinion. And it's also similar in that, like, if you do sort of like the classic Indian style palm reading, mm-hmm. or you get a palm reading for someone who does it in like the Chinese way, mm-hmm. they're going to be different.
Right.
So yeah. you're going to find different information about this.
Right.
And like we say on every episode we do this, have somebody who is a licensed palm reader read your palm for you.
Yes.
This is also, palm reading is very, like face reading, it's very intricate. Like there's lots mm-hmm. of things to know. And like astrology, like you can learn a little bit of it to know, but you really need someone who knows what they're talking about yeah. to tell you about it. So we're just going to go over some basics,
right?
Really, because you should, if you find this interesting, you should dive in. There's so many great books on it.
Yeah.
You can take courses to be certified, do all of those things.
I think it's so weird that palm reading is like one of the few things that modern pop culture has sort of grabbed onto to, you know, mock intuition.
Yeah.
Like that, like, I feel like it's either like, I see dead people, mm-hmm. or it's like some stranger walked up to me, like in yeah. a, like in a movie, right? Like someone yeah. walks up to the main character right. and like reads their palm and is like,
right.
you're going to die in 2 days.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like yeah. this co-opted weird thing that's yeah. been like twisted and turned, like we always talk about. And it's just, I think it's really interesting, like what we choose.
It's funny you should say that.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to know why that was okay. when I was researching.
Yeah.
So what I found out was that the Roma people,
yes.
who are sometimes referred to as gypsies, which is not a good term.
We it's a slur.
We don't use that
no,
term
they
anymore.
No, they hate that term.
Yeah. So I'm just using it to let yeah. people know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
But the Roma people, mm-hmm. which you have to remember back in the day, back right. in pagan times, there were no lines drawn around the countries. Or there were, but they weren't the same as they are now.
Right.
So when you're going like, well, where were the Roma people from?
Right.
It's very difficult because you can't say one country.
Yep.
Some of them were in northern India.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And then they were all around like Turkey and like all of these.
Yep.
This is the same area.
Right.
And they were
yep.
nomadic.
Yeah. For, like pagans.
Yes.
Right.
But they were nomadic for even longer
right.
than most pagans. So that's
right.
why they stood out.
Yep.
So these people mm-hmm. still are, but have been through time, a lot of prejudice and stereotyping,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Shit thrown their way.
Yep.
And they did palm readings.
Okay.
So they took palm reading and they spread it around because they were moving.
They were traveling.
And this is where, like, what you know as fortune telling and a
mm-hmm.
crystal ball, it all stems from
that.
Palm reading.
Love
so
it.
This is going to shock you, Jamie. You've never thought of this before. But we as a culture, if it's not something that originated in a white ancient time,
mm-hmm.
we don't like it.
Yeah, we don't respect it.
And we think it's silly or, you know, we're
yeah.
oh, okay,
or
this
evil.
This is not white,
right.
patriarchal.
Linked
you know.
To Christianity.
Yes.
Right. So then it's bad. It's evil. It's
yes.
a trick.
Right.
Right.
And now, if you study the Roma people, which I recommend you do because they're fascinating,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that in some groups of them, they were purposely trying to trick the white people into giving them their money. And to me, I just clap for them doing that. Yeah. I mean, no one should be cheated, but know what I'm saying? Like, they were being oppressed.
Yeah, the white people had the upper hand.
Yeah, right, and so they were very poor, most of them in this time, and they're traveling around. And so some of them were scamming people with palmistry and crystal ball readings and all of that stuff, right? So, like, it gets all murky when you look at our history, but sort of to answer your question, I think that's why. I think that's why we're like, ooh, palm reading. Well, but at the same time, you're walking down the street on vacation or for a bachelorette party and everyone stops to get a palm reading and is blown away by how accurate it is.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that, I think throughout time, especially right now and what's happening in our world right now, like you see that when things are told through the lens of whiteness, it's like someone was tricking someone or someone was hustling someone or someone was attacking someone.
Right.
But we don't ever tell the story of why.
Why?
Why were they in the position that they felt like they had to do that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you still hear that with people being like, oh, they're on welfare and taking advantage of the system. And it's like, wait a minute. What else is going on?
Yeah, exactly. Why are they in that position?
Why are you just looking through that lens? Yes.
Right.
Why did they get to the position of being so oppressed anyways? And when you look at that, you start to have a different perspective.
Right, but no one wants to talk about that.
No, except us. We want to talk about it all the time, incessantly. Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So palmistry is also known as palm reading. It's also known as chiromancy, I believe is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
So the definition, I created this mash. I mashed up a bunch of different ones, but I liked this one the best.
Okay.
So you evaluate a person's character and personality as well as aspects of life and their future by studying the palm of their hand.
Okay.
Okay. There are many schools of thought, like I said, on this. So you're going to hear me say stuff and maybe you learned it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal. I looked through a bunch of different articles. They were different. You know what I mean? So I tried to take the ones that were the most kind of basic across the board and give those to you, but you will hear different things.
Okay.
You also have your non-dominant hand and your dominant hand, and they mean different things.
Okay.
So if you're getting a palm reading, most palm readers will look at both of your hands.
Okay.
But then they will like take a glance, but then they'll study one a little bit more.
Okay.
It just depends on their school of thought. But your non-dominant hand is your natural personality and character and your potential and aspirations.
Okay.
Okay. And then your dominant hand will say how those traits play out in your life.
Oh, okay.
So if you're like, oh, who are you?
Non-dominant hand. So they look here. Right.
And then, oh, how's your life going?
That makes sense.
Dominant hand.
Yep.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about this, and this is like personal to me, this is very niche, but I want to bring it up.
This is Heather coded.
When I was a kid, this, in case you're like keeping score of the things that early pointed on me having autism, you can add this to it. I had a lot of trouble picking a dominant hand.
Oh yeah.
Like it took me a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother will tell you to this day that she feels bad because she thinks she influenced me that way. And I should have been left-handed. So I do stuff very ambidextrously. Like I put eyeliner on with my left hand, but write with my right hand.
Wow.
But I couldn't do the other things with the other hands.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm always like, is that right? Like, would a palm reader ask me that?
Correct.
You know what I mean?
I was also thinking when you were saying that, like, there was a whole generation of people, at least in America, that weren't allowed to be left-handed.
Yeah.
They would have, like, their hands slapped and when they were learning to write. Like, they were forced to be right-handed.
I mean, we still live in a world set up for right-handed people.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, so, So, that must influence it somehow.
It has to, yeah.
So, I find that really interesting. Mm-hmm. But I bet somebody who's experienced in palm reading just by looking at your hands would probably be able to decide which one.
Gotcha. You know?
But I just think that's interesting.
That's a great point.
Okay, so I have to shout out somebody we love, Aliza Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got a lot of my stuff from her. Oh, she's just a good, trusted source.
Yep.
So the only things I took were free articles that she has out. But she has other things and other courses on this. And she's somebody who does study and do research and she doesn't culturally appropriate things.
No.
So a good source. So I just wanted to shout her out.
Yeah, she has like a whole Patreon that you can pay for and do her classes. And
Exactly.
Or it's, maybe it's not a Patreon. It's like her coven or whatever.
Yeah. So you can join her group and get more information. Yep. Yes. Okay. So I figured a cool place to start with this would be the hand shapes.
Okay.
And they connect to the four elements. So I have a picture here, and we can try to post this on Instagram. But I'm going to explain it to you, but I just want to show it to you. So we have earth, fire, air, and water.
Okay.
And I'm going to kind of describe each one to you so you can pick. I'm having trouble figuring out if I'm an air or a water. I think I'm somewhere in between.
Okay.
We can look at each other. So let me see your hand. Oh, you're like an earth or a fire, I think.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll describe them and you can say what you think.
Okay.
But what I'm gathering based on the fact that we're both kind of feeling like on the cusp of two is that that's probably very normal and that you probably relate to both of the traits of those things.
Okay.
But I like that you have the two styles that I are not my two styles. Okay. So earth hands are like a square palm. Do you have a square palm?
Sort of.
A little squarish. Okay. Short fingers.
Yeah.
Firm, solid, and fleshy. You feeling like I'm describing your hands? Okay. Yeah. So people with earth hands are hardworking, logical, pragmatic, grounded, practical, and reliable, but can be too worried about the present and struggle with long-term planning.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
A little bit.
I feel like that last sentence hints at the ADHD of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fire hands are a long palm and short fingers.
No.
Often have distinctive creases and mounds. They are passionate, confident, industrious, restless, anxious, warm, and action-oriented.
Okay.
I feel like you're in between those two.
Yeah.
I think you have traits of both.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, an experienced palm reader.
Well, yeah, now I want to read it.
Tell you more. Yeah, I do too. If there are palmistry people out there.
Yeah, let us know.
Please shoot us a message. We'd like a reading.
Yeah.
Okay, air hands. I'm going to hold up my hand so you can decide which one I am. I think probably more of a water hand, but I think I'm in between. Square palm, long bony finger, protruding knuckles. This is intellectual, curious, analytical, and good communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
Intellectual, adaptable, easily distracted, if not stimulated, can become anxious.
Yes.
Okay. Water hands. Long palms, long fingers, soft and often clammy, narrow. Also, yes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is intuitive, creative, sensitive, empathic, emotional, compassionate, imaginative, and gets their feelings easily hurt.
Oh.
Also, yes.
Yeah, both of those work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's also seven mounts on your hand. And so the mounts are like the fleshy areas and they speak to like your talents and gifts. Sometimes they'll be called planes. So you might see stuff where you're like, oh, that's the plane of one's hand.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a picture of that too. And what do you notice about the names of these areas?
Oh, they're planets.
Yeah.
It's fun. Nice.
Interesting. Look at how everything connects. So I want to tell you about the seven mounts because these can kind of give you, like if you have these are places to look and they give you an idea about like what's going on in your life and what to look at there.
Okay.
I'm going to be very general about it, but this is an area, like when I was just reading it generally, I was like, ooh, I would love someone to get into detail with me about this.
Definitely.
But I think we should take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll come back and do that.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
With podcast listening?
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep. Beans roasted in-house, amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes. I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh, I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
All right, Heather. This week, I can't stop thinking about this story I heard from someone.
Yeah.
I cannot name any names or even divulge any of it. But it's, you know, like what I'm talking about.
The version, I do know what you're talking about. It's like the version, like we say, on Facebook where people would be like...
I'm vague booking.
Tagging themselves at the hospital.
Yes, exactly.
We're doing that a little.
It's not about me.
No. But it's because it's the situation that's exactly interesting. The people...
It doesn't matter.
No.
Right. But they would care if they heard their situation.
If we were using their name, they'd be like, wait.
But it's what people are always asking us about manifesting. Mm. And so this situation, I'll just quickly run through it, is that there's someone that's a friend of mine that wanted something to happen, right? Uh-huh. But it involves someone else.
Yeah.
And they needed this other person to, like, sort of move out of their life.
Yeah. They needed to freeze them out.
Right. Yeah. So it was like, and I was watching the situation. And it's just interesting how as humans, mm-hmm. and I'm so guilty of this, so please don't take this as judgment. It's probably something you don't ever release either as a human, but like, you can't think of every situation.
I just poked myself in the eye. Sorry.
Keep going. Is like, pay attention, Heather.
What does that mean, Jamie? Okay. Yeah. Continue.
Like, if I want something to happen,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, it's either going to have to be this or this, or maybe this solution.
Right.
There's like a fucking million possibilities. And more often than not, after I get that thing that I wanted, I'm like, wow, I didn't see it coming.
I didn't even consider that.
I didn't think that was a choice. I would have chosen that. I didn't know it was a choice.
That's what we do with our like little human minds though, right? Like I'm guilty of this because I control is my drug of choice.
Right.
But like, okay, this is how I'm going to make this happen.
Right.
Like you said, these couple of ways. Like as if the universe doesn't have like way more right. ideas and information and ability. Like I'm going right. to really figure this one right. out. But we all feel that way, right?
Yeah. And the problem is that it's manifesting really like sort of effectively manifesting. You have to be in this very strange place yeah. of both action.
Yeah.
But also... surrender.
I mean, it just comes down to
you
balance
have to move,
all the time,
right? Like
yes.
this person.
And you have to get that balance right of those two things.
Right.
Yes.
And this person had to like make a decision, choose a course of action that was going to be awkward, was going to be hard. They started to move towards it.
Yeah.
And I know that they were very uncomfortable knowing what they were going to have to do.
But they sort of surrendered to the idea.
They allowed the process. They were like, I got to get to point B. So I'm going to move towards it. And then the universe came in and just swept the whole thing away and fixed it like that.
And they didn't have to no confrontation necessary.
Necessary. Right. And it's not always going to be that easy, quote unquote.
No,
right.
Definitely not.
But like if you had, you have to choose action. You have to choose movement. It doesn't have to be what you always say. It doesn't have to be the right path. There is no right path.
No.
You have to just show the universe that you're ready to act.
Yeah. That's why I always say, like, go do something way in the wrong direction.
Right.
Because you'll find out you're actually in a loop. You're in a labyrinth.
Right.
You're going to end up at the same place no matter what. But if you stay still,
you're not
getting
moving.
Anywhere.
You're not moving. Right. And then whatever has to happen will happen.
Can I also add something?
Mm-hmm.
I think... you're not giving yourself credit. Shocker. That never happens with you. That sometimes having like an intuitive person nearby rooting for you to get the thing you want
yes.
adds a lot of power to the situation.
Yes.
And you were that person.
Yes.
Not only helping the person surrender and accept,
mm-hmm.
but also pulling in the energy of what needed to happen.
Yes, like energetically trying to shift things around and move things. I think that's actually what people like about me and they don't know it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think they could name it, but right, they know that's what I'm doing. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like if you want something and I love you, then I want that for you.
Well, because it's way easier to pull something in for someone else because none of your shit is getting in the way. You're not blocking it. You're not like your own limits aren't involved. Exactly. And you're just like, and then it happens for them and you're like, why can't I manifest that for myself?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so it really just goes to balance. Show. Yeah. So we're all going to go kicking and screaming towards stuff instead of surrendering a bit more. We're all going to do that. But it's just a good reminder to be like, okay, deep breath.
Yes.
And we're just going to move towards it.
And we're forever still getting messages from people, like DMs from people like, I'm working on manifesting. I'm working on this. I'm working on that, which is great. We should all be doing that. And, but that's just our little, like, that's my little pro tip. Is like that sweet spot of action and surrender. It sounds awful when you're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Especially someone like me who wants to just kind of like charge at an outcome.
You are the best surrenderer and I am the best action taker. And so our powers combined, we are Captain Planet. We can do it together,
exactly,
right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You,
it's hard though.
The second I'm like, hey, this, you're just like, damn it. Okay.
Yep.
You know, you say a bunch of swear words and then you're fine and you move on and it's shifted instantly.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's
but,
true.
But if I'm like, okay, you're going to have to do these two action steps. You're like, give me a month.
Just wait till I'm mad enough.
Yeah. And the opposite's true for me. I'm holding on, like the rope's burning my hands.
Right.
I won't let go. And you're like, let go. And I'm like, no. But then you're like, take an action step. I'm like, I've already done that.
Yes.
Like, so everybody has their way of doing that. And there isn't a right way and there isn't a wrong way. It's just your way. So know which one is harder for you to pull in.
Because then it'll be easier to sort of push and pull where you need to.
Yeah, you know where to give yourself a little extra support.
Yep.
And hopefully your BFF has the opposite one to make it a little bit easier.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about these mounds.
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, if you look at different sources, you're going to see different names for these. You're going to see more.
Okay.
You're going to see less. Like,
That's true of everything. Like,
yeah.
Anything that we're talking about here, astrology.
Yes.
Anything. There's always going to be variations.
I think I always get nervous that, because I've seen this happen in real time, they'll be like, someone will say, oh no, I know that there's only five. And someone else is like, no, there's seven. And people are arguing on which one is right. And I'm like, you're both right.
You know where that happens?
Social media.
Well, no, but like with chakras or energy
centers.
Oh,
yes.
Some say seven, some say literally like in the hundreds.
Right.
We're all right.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're studying. It depends on what you're doing.
It's almost like everyone's applying patriarchal logical thinking to intuitive matriarchal concepts.
Right. Because you're trying to make it science.
It's not science.
It's
There's
not,
science involved.
Right. They certainly overlap and like they explain each other.
Yeah.
But it's not a science that you can like firm up and memorize and then like force upon everybody.
Right. That's how people like
they
to digest
love it.
Things,
they love
I guess.
It.
I mean,
know.
That's what we're taught.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, in these mounds, first of all, when someone, a palm reader, is looking at your hand, they're going to look to see if the mounds, the certain mounds, I'm going to tell you what they all are rounded and slightly elevated because that means there's balance in that area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then sunken, like if you have a mound that's like a little sunken in, like see how my hand's sunken into the middle a little bit there?
Mm-hmm.
That's a mound. That shows a place that's unbalanced.
Oh.
So there's a lot of verbiage around this where people are like, people misconstrue that as like a problem.
Bad.
Or like, oh, your future or this is going to go bad for you.
Right.
But it just means that you need to pull in a little more balance in that area. There's something you're not seeing.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
And a good palm reader.
Right.
Just like a good, someone reading your astrological chart or a medium is not going to give you a doomsy kind of, you're screwed forever in this area of life.
I was just going to say that. It's like, if someone's reading your palm and says you're going to die or like, get cancer or
just leave
just walk
right
away.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with a medium. If they say like,
you're cursed. We're all cursed. We live in America. Bad mediums. We live in this world. Well, it's not all of you listening live in America, but I'm sure your country's annoying too.
Seriously.
It's all crazy.
Yeah.
And see our episode on what curses really are.
Yeah. And yes, energetic integrity.
Yeah. And if a psychic tells you you're cursed and you have to come back and spend $500 to remove it, please leave right away and then message us their name and we'll add it to the list. Them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're also extremely prominent in, like, if one of your mounds sticks out more or is like stands out, it just means that those are very dominant characteristics for you.
Okay, get to it. Get to the good part.
You're staring at your hands. I have a picture if you want to look too. Okay. Okay, so the first one I'm going to talk about is the Apollo mound.
Okay.
So this is beneath the ring finger. Okay. Oh. Okay, so for me, my hands are both very different. So,
are they?
Yeah.
Oh, mine are pretty. Oh, yeah. You have those M's, though.
I do.
I see on TikTok all the time.
Okay, so this little mound, I would say, like, if you take your ring finger and you go right beneath it, that little fleshy part, that's the mound. Ooh, it hurts when I push it.
Death.
Death. Instant death. This is the artist and the creative area. Why are you laughing?
Because I have like a divot on both hands in that area.
Ooh.
It is literally like a little
divot. Is
it? Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, mine hurts and you have a divot. We need to work on our creativity. I have been feeling very drawn to making wreaths again. You know how I go into my wreath phase?
I was thinking about you. I saw a wreath on TikTok. I thought you would
like it. Was it a moon?
Yes!
Oh, my God! Well, please act surprised when you get that for Christmas present.
Okay.
Okay. So next.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, goodness. We don't know each other at all. Okay. The next one is Luna, which is the moon. So you can see here.
Okay.
This is the bottom of your palm on, like, the pinky side.
Okay, got it.
This is, like, very flat. It doesn't really stick out, but it's very fleshy for me.
Yep, how about same.
You? Okay. This is your intuition, and it's the visionary element.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mercury is right below the pinky finger, and that is communication.
Okay.
Mine just looks normal.
Yeah, mine too.
Venus is at, like, the base of your thumb. So this is the lover and pleasure. This also hurts when I push.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it mean something if you have, like, lots of lines in that area?
Yes. I will get to lines. Okay. I don't know if I'll be able to tell you what that means. But, yes, every single line means something. I'm going to tell you the main ones, but, like, where little lines intersect and on what mounds and how they intersect with the main lines all mean things.
Okay.
So, yes. Okay, next is Mars. So that is... There's a couple different sections of Mars, but there's one on, like, the outer part of, like, the, like, under your pinky in the middle of your hand. There's one under your ring finger under the Jupiter part. And then the middle, just that I said is sunken in my hand, is, like, the plane of Mars. So I'll tell you those. But in general, Mars is, like, the warrior and how you're resilient.
Oh, okay.
So
basically just runs across your hand.
Like, yes. So your inner Mars, which is the one... I kind of call it the web.
Yeah.
That's your inner Mars.
Yeah.
That's aggression. Look at this web of aggression I have.
Seriously, same.
Oh, you have a webby aggression. Oh, yeah. You have another big line through your...
I know.
Ooh.
She's aggressive.
She can be aggressive. She's got a deep divot in her aggression. Okay.
Oops.
The outer Mars, which is like the middle... part of, like, the outside of your palm under your pinky finger.
Yep.
Is resilience.
Okay.
That's kind of normalish for me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the plane, which is the middle of your hand, is your temperament and how you balance your resilience and aggression. So I got a big old divot there.
Yeah, you do. Interesting.
I mean, I also have super hypermobility in my hands.
That's true.
So I don't know how that
take
affects
that into account. Yeah,
but there you go. So maybe I need to work on balancing my resilience and aggression. I feel like that tracks. You don't think so?
Oh, very aggressive.
I know, but am I not resilient enough?
More?
Or do I need to be? Do I? They need to. There must not be balance. Super okay. Well, right.
All right.
On both of those things.
You're definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Jupiter is at the base of your index finger, and this is your leadership and ambition. Saturn is at the base of your middle finger, and this is you being the scholar and discipline.
Interesting.
These are all pretty normal looking for me. Look at that weird red dot I have in the middle of my hand, though. I wonder if that means something.
I bet.
Hey, palmistry people, what does that mean? And then, okay, so those are the main mounds.
Okay.
Okay. Then we can talk about the lines. You've probably heard of these because it's the headline, the lifeline, the heartline, sunline, and fate line.
Right.
There are also different names for these.
Mm-hmm.
All the same lines. These are considered the main lines.
Okay.
Okay. But again, some people will say, oh no, it's this, or you also have to have this line, or we don't count that line. Again, very normal, and everybody's right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the lines are considered the roads we take in life.
Okay.
So if you had a reader looking at your palm, they would look at the depth of the lines, the length, and the curve, where it crosses, and how the minor lines connect to those.
Okay.
Like, especially the location of the minor lines.
Yep.
So this part is the sort of fortune-telling aspect that we sort of hear about.
Yeah, and I mean,
I like when you make that face.
I mean, that's sort of what's of more interest.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool if someone can look at your hand and say, like, oh, you've had this, you've had that.
Yeah.
But that's more for people who don't believe in it, who don't trust the process.
That's true. I do think in those aspects of, like, the mounds.
Right.
Somebody could be like, maybe you need to work on your creativity to bring a little more. That part.
Right.
But, yeah, this part is the part that I think most people...
Like, I want to know more about, like, what this means and what it means in the future and what I have to work on because that's where I'm headed.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. It also tracks for you. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So the heart line. So I'm going to show you it on here so you can help me describe it. But this is the heart line here. So it's like the center of your palm.
Yep.
And it sort of goes, sort of swoops from like somewhere in between your pointer and middle finger. Down sort of
to the side of your hand.
Yeah,
yeah.
To the side.
Yep.
Let me see yours. Oh, look how
mine has like a break in it and like it veers off a couple times. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ours are very similar.
Yeah. Two M's.
Okay. So this is the heart line. This is your emotional self.
Okay.
It's also sometimes called the love line.
Okay.
So drastically swooping. I don't think I would say either of ours are drastically swooping.
No.
But that is nurturing.
Okay.
Very straight is stoic. Mm. U-shape, or it looks like a smile, which is kind of ours, is emotional balance.
Yeah.
I would say we're sort of emotionally balanced, but not quite all the way.
No.
According to our lines. So if it starts below the index finger, that's considered like content in relationships.
No.
If it starts below the middle, it says like more potential for restlessness. Mine starts kind of in the middle of the two.
Same.
Okay, so again.
Okay.
I feel like we're not very exciting. We don't have dramatic palms.
Well, what do we know?
I know, that's true. Okay, the next one is the headline. So, Jay, can you see this on the picture? This is like literally right in the middle of your palm.
Yep.
So it's underneath the heart line. So this is your intellectual energy.
Okay.
So the more angled, the more adaptive and intuitive, the more straight... the more rigid thinking. Let me see yours.
Mine's not straight.
Yours is very swoopy. Mine is very swoopy too.
Oh yeah.
So cool. I feel like I want to look at people's palms for that.
I also feel like I've never looked at my palm before. Once you start looking at it, you're like, whoa.
I agree. There's so many lines. Did I know I had all those lines?
I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Lifeline. So this is underneath the headline. It sort of like goes parallel to your thumb, like down underneath your thumb, like that fleshy part.
Like if you were taking a line from your pointer finger and then going down to like your wrist.
Yes. And guys, Google a picture of this map.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll see it. I have the one, if you Google Eliza Kelly.
Yeah.
Eliza Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh,
yeah.
I did it right
you
the first
it.
Time.
I know. It's all right.
you'll see the picture that we're looking at also. So the lifeline is, again, it's under the headline and this one does not tell you when you die. So if someone's like, let me look at your lifeline and I'll tell you when you die, they are not...
It's a scam.
Walk away. Okay. This speaks to your vitality in your life. Okay. So the depth of the line indicates how much energy you have, richness of experience, and the length is about others' influence on you. So if you have a really long line, it's just talking about the influence other people have on your vitality. If you have a really short line, there's less influence.
I have a short one.
Let me see.
I have short and deep.
Oh, yeah, you do have short and deep. Mine's not that deep.
Yours isn't long either.
No.
Wow.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So shorter also means more independence and autonomy, but not as clear vision.
Yep.
Also tracks.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have your fate line. So I will show you on the picture, Jamie. But this is kind of like,
oh yeah,
if you found your lifeline, it's sort of right underneath to the side underneath that one.
Yep.
And so that one is, this one evolves and changes over time more than the other ones. Okay. Just so you know, your hands change.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
So like, are they changing because your life is changing, or is your life changing because your palm is changing?
Exactly.
Or both.
Who knows?
I know. So the fate line is your line of destiny, is also called that. The degree you are influenced by external circumstances is what this says. Huh. Let me see yours.
Looks like I started off and then stopped.
Oh, yeah. Influence. It's like someone was like, yeah, was like caring, really pushing down the pencil, and then they just kind of got lighter at the end. Yeah.
I mean, she stopped caring.
Mine veers into another line.
Oh, yeah.
Very
interesting.
Yeah exactly. Also, itchy hands is a sign of upcoming shifts.
Oh, come on.
Do you get itchy hands
all
a lot?
The time.
Yeah, I do too. At night.
Yeah. And I feel like I have to like stab it.
Yeah. Itchy hands are the worst because You can't
get in there.
Yeah. All right. Then lastly, we have the sun line, which is sort of down the bottom of your hand over towards your pinky more next to the sun line, kind of parallel. So this is your public image, legacy, and fame. Mm-hmm. And how it intersects with the fate line explains how influenced by outside or internal factors you are. I feel like this line for me is kind of lame.
Is that mine right there? It's like barely, do I not have one?
You definitely have one. I don't know. But is it, or is it that one? I don't know. We need a palm reader.
Help.
Tell us.
Send help.
Yours is mysterious.
Well, and you know what's cool with technology is that like this, I should have looked up her name before, but I follow her on Instagram. And with technology, you can just send a photo of your hands.
How cool is that?
I mean, you obviously have to do a good job so they can see it and like see the different like angles and dimensions and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
It is awesome.
And then she just sends you back the reading.
Like a report.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I love that.
I think we should get them done.
Yeah.
And then we can like report back in a later episode. We'll also do face readings.
Yeah. I would do that too.
Okay. So the only other thing I wanted to mention is that fingerprints are also red.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really cool because it very much crosses the line with forensic science.
Mm-hmm. Like, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like you can see the connection between these things. But you can look up what these mean because I tried to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with like curves and swoops and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But I'll just say, in case anyone knows what they're talking about, I have very, very like loopy fingerprints. I don't know what that means.
What did I do? I don't.
We should get
Bob's fingerprint. They're like
more swoopy.
Yeah. It's like huge. Yeah.
Yeah. So those mean stuff too.
Wow.
So a palm reader is going to look at that. Now, also, palm readers are looking at how maintained your hands are. If you get your nails done, yeah, they're like, wow, you should do something more with your nails.
I was just saying how dry my skin is around here too.
Yeah. So they're looking at all of that kind of stuff. They're looking at what fingers you put rings on.
Oh.
Or if you have them on at all. They're looking at all kinds of stuff about your hands. They're looking at where they're worn. Like, some people think, like, oh, you know, I'm an artist because I have a dent there from drawing. Yeah.
Right.
That's not cheating.
Yeah, no, right.
That's paying attention.
Exactly.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So they're looking at everything. So what I'm saying is when you go to get a palm reading, don't fancy up your hand. Like, go how
as
you
yourself.
Would just go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, my daughter wears, like, 1,000 rings.
Yeah.
That probably means something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like what fingers they're on and like the length and shape of your fingers are being looked at, like how your knuckles are, like everything.
Interesting.
How it intersects to your wrist, like everything, the back of your hand, everything is being looked at.
Love it.
I remember I for, you know me, I don't really care for getting manicures and pedicures.
Yes.
It's a little bit too much sensory
overload
stuff for me.
You don't have sensory issues.
No. In fact, I believe I Marco Polo'd you from a tunnel last night when I was driving and it was so bright.
Yeah.
I couldn't manage. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of sensory
issues. Happens.
But I was getting it done. I was in a wedding and that's what we were all doing. And the woman, I think Riley was not even two. Mm. The woman was, she was of Asian descent. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I should know, but I don't remember. She looked at the back of my hand and said, "Oh, you have two kids." And I was like, "How did you know that?"
Love
and she
that
was like,
shit.
"Oh, I could tell." But she was also saying that her mother, mm-hmm. and like it's something that in their culture would put like special lotion so people couldn't tell that you had children
on
the outside of your hands.
Interesting.
Sort of like a weird youthful,
wow.
like Botox for hands moment. And I was like, I couldn't care less what the back of my, I never really thought about what the back of my hands looked like. How often have you worried about the back of your hands?
Well, a significant amount.
Really? Why were you worrying about that?
I mean, I'm not worried about it, but I have very much have like my grandmother's hands with like the age spots on them.
Oh, okay.
And so for me, it's like, I don't hate it though. I don't,
okay.
like, I don't, I just, it's for, it's like.
I just, did you hear that knock when you just said your grandmother's name?
Yeah,
I don't
I
know
did.
If that picked up on
I did.
But yeah.
It's just like that I'm aging and that I'm becoming her. Like,
okay.
In a good way, but I'm very aware of like what my hands look like.
In your mind, are other people judging the back of your hands?
No.
Oh, it's just you.
Yeah. Like I'm just watching
myself.
It's sort
of myself. Like a marker for
yeah.
you. Okay.
Yes.
That makes more sense to me than you being worried that like someone's going to be like,
no.
nice back of the hands,
no.
Jamie.
No.
Maybe
no.
you should get some plastic surgery on those puppies. Because
okay,
like,
it's probably moisturize them, but like
well,
beyond that.
We know you have issues with moisturizing.
I
see our previous episodes. But
yeah. No, yeah, no, I mean, I think it's very interesting. Like,
I do, too. Even just how you, like, how much time and energy you spend thinking about your hands.
Right.
I would say minimal for me.
Very.
Until my nails get to the wrong length, either too short, too long, and then I can't think about anything else. But again, I don't have any sensory issues. But I also wonder, I bet it means something that you
mm-hmm.
are connecting the back of your hands to your grandmother.
Yep.
And that you're very focused on that. I bet there is a connection to that.
Probably.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that some palm readers send us some messages because I'd love to hear from them.
Same.
And go check this stuff out and tell us if you feel like it tracks for you or if you've ever had a palm reading, how that went. I'd love to know that.
Yeah. And I tried to look up that page. I couldn't find it.
To scan your hand in.
Yeah. But when we post this map and the stories, I'll tag that page so people can see it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Let's go get some coffee and
some moisturizer.
Some moisturizer for your hands and see if our palms change while we drink coffee.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey everyone, Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.